Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is April 25th, 2024.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most, I don't get it, but most of you still don't realize that we are in that time of the end. And when is that? That's the time before Yeshua HaMashiach's glorious return, you know, the Messiah. So it's time to get out of sin as it is all the time, because, you know, life is unsure, as I just found out. But you could die at any time. You need to get right before that happens. So get out of sin, the world, and look to that holy city. That's your time clock. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Did you not hear the sound of the shofar? Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or a message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and need to speak with Dan, text him, let him know you're going to call his cell, 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, Wichita Mission updates, about the Wichita Mission Church, the radio program archives, and all of our contact information on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Remember, folks, we're a live radio program, which is simulcast on the net internationally. It's on some independent FM station, four different MP3 streams, live video, audio, Twitch, Rumble, YouTube, all these different things, and we're fixing to even expand that. So stay tuned, and we're hoping to get it done within the next couple of weeks. We are working hard on it, and we are going to have every ongoing, there will be, unless I get sick again, yuck, yuck.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, but anyway, we're going to have two radio programs, and I will have a guest for second radio programs, and tonight we're going to revisit Arkhaven in the next program. Anyway, let's thank our listener base.
And places worldwide like London, United Kingdom, Sydney, Australia, Toronto, Canada, and in the USA, we have Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Mesa, Arizona, Fort Worth, Texas, and last week again, Atchison is the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast, and the radio podcast archives is branch.podomatic.com. That's branch.podomatic.com.
Well, not picking on Arizona, my wife said Mesa makes it sound like there's a mess over there, but that's Mesa, Arizona. And the reason I'm pointing it out, because it is literally a mess over there in Arizona, because of all the illegals that are just being coming in, and the governor over there keeps vetoing bills that they're putting across to protect election, because that was one of the swing states that where they cheated and the election was lost, and the Democrats over there did nothing but cover that.
Isn't that where the woman got beat out of her?
Yeah, and she's still fighting lawsuits with them. And
she won by landslide, just like Trump. So
And the governor over there is Katie Hobbs, is her name, that did all that, and she's a Democrat. And you know, it's such garbage that there was enough to prove that the election was overthrown, but she naturally had it up because she had lost her job, you know.
Yeah, I was just talking to a friend of mine that brings us a lot of stuff for the homeless people. We was just talking about, isn't this supposed to be election year? Ever since I was a kid, election year in January, you see all these signs and all these advertisements, pick me for president, I'm da-da-da, I'm going to do this, There ain't nothing going on. What's up? They already decide who the president's going to be again for the third time. Is that why there's no campaigning going on? Is this not election year?
Okay, well, they're in swing states. There are a lot of commercials and stuff going on. It's just the fact of what you watch.
Oh,
because
unless
you're watching a mainstream TV program, you know what I mean.
So they're all on the line, liberal stations. Is that what you're saying?
Well, to the most part, to a lot, but you got to remember, you don't watch TV in the same way. Most of the stuff that you watch nowadays, most people watch don't have commercials in it. So where are you going to get that? As far as campaign signs, there's all kinds of Trump stuff out there. There's absolutely almost zero for Biden, and Trump. They're keeping him tied up in court so he can't go out and make campaign things. So there is really a lot going on. And the question is, where do you see it at? It's all over the internet, and it depends on where you're at. And if you go to any of the talk liberal stations, they're all campaigning for Biden.
I just haven't seen any, and it's just like, is this even election year? What's going on? She ain't seen much of it either.
What?
Lori agreed with me. She ain't seen much of it either.
Right, but it still goes back. I know what you watch on TV, and I can almost guess what she watch. You're not watching the right places. If you went click to let me say this for
I'm
the
good.
People. No, and I'm not trying to pick on my wife, folks. I just want you to. She brought up a good point, but I need to point this out to you so you know, not her. Anyway, so I'm talking to you folks. It is out there. If you click on CNN every day, they're talking about Biden being president. Biden is going places and doing it, but it only comes out on liberal TV. So if you don't watch liberal TV, then you're not going to know it. You're not going to see it. And if you're watching stations that don't have commercials, and how are you going to see a campaign ad when there's no commercial?
I did see one, though, the hilarious one, where they thought they were going to slam Trump for this is what he's going to do when he take, don't let him take office, and every one of them was good, and they took it for a campaign ad.
Anyway, we better move on. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. This is part of it. This is important. So anyway, let's move on. And if you think about it, folks, you can send me a text to my phone. Let me know what city you're heading from. Your Heavenly Father, and Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray where you are not goes according to our will, Father. Give everyone out there ears and hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. And folks, Israel is getting ready to invade the last stronghold, supposedly, of Hamas in Israel, and they have already started the campaign. And people are looking for Eastern world to explode. Let's have our song.
But not for voting. You don't believe in war. For what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. You understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe. Yeah. with the truth. It knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation. And marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, I don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Ain't your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take rest and tell me.
Okay, folks, that means that we're back. And that song, I think, I was a teenager when that song came out, and it hit me then. And it's one of the things that, you know, helped direct me towards starting to pay attention to world events. But, you know, we really are in a mess. I was pointing out to my wife during the radio program just to a picture that was there, okay. Just read that real quick.
Says Boeing training flight bounces on the runway during a hard landing at major U.S. airport.
Which brings to mind, folks, I wouldn't fly on anything Boeing. They're literally almost falling out of the sky. And there's been forced landings and everything else from doors coming off that were never bolted shut to all kinds of different things. And then watching this training flight, this plane comes in for a landing and just bouncing across the runway.
Didn't they have one that a window fell out of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them, a door
came in the air, fell out of, and a door fell off. Wow, really?
Yeah, and there's been more stuff than even that.
Well, they also had the pilots have heart attacks, so.
Well, right, but they have two pilots. They haven't had an incident yet of two pilots, the pilot and co-pilot, having a heart attack. But what we did have, there was an article that I read beforehand that broke my heart. There was a plane in Russia with 200 and some passengers on it that the pilot, had his two kids on board.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, yeah. And so he lets them come in the cabin and lets the boy play with the controls and make it look like he was flying the plane, right? Well, he clicked off whatever it was that did put it on manual control, and so basically he put it into a nosedive. You can hear the pilot telling getting the kid out of the cockpit, but it was too late. Between what him and the co-pilot could do, they could not right the plane, and the plane crashed, killing almost 300 people.
Wow.
Where's
his brain?
Well, it's dead now.
Wow.
That's very, very sad, but you don't let
kids play. And if you're sitting on the ground, not in the air, that's one thing, but when you're flying a flight with people, really?
Yeah, and let alone almost.
Or even just flying
people.
A flight with you and your son, you don't let him play with the controls.
Yeah. Anyway, but that happened in Russia. It isn't in the water. It's in stupidity. Anyway, right now, today, as we speak, they are SCOTUS, which that's the Supreme Court, is arguing over presidential immunity right now, and while you see the left try to say they're trying not to want to grant Trump any kind of immunity because it will mess up the trial. But in the same light too, they're having a problem, because that means that they could turn around and prosecute Obama or Biden when he gets out of office for various things that are clearly would be, you know, exactly what they're doing to Trump. But only works because these guys committed felonies, you know. Obama ordered a drone strike that killed Americans while he was in office. And so, you know, so this is going on. They could decide to punt it down to the smaller courts, but I don't think so. I don't know what's going to happen, but this is really highly important. And like we were talking about, we'll go back to this subject, we were talking about, I'm not seeing campaigning going on. Well, Trump is locked into a courtroom where normally, into the type of trial that his attorney could appear, legally the attorney could appear for him, and he wouldn't even have to be sitting in court. But the judge has ordered that he has to be there for every second of the trial, and wouldn't even let him go to have a day to go to his 18-year-old son's graduation, and wouldn't even let him do that. But yet the judge is going to stop the court on Monday because there's a alternate juror that needs to see the dentist in the afternoon. Now, I'm not saying that the dentist isn't important, but come on, you get the comparison. So why is that? What it is, it's what they call lawfare. These trials are about nothing but keeping him off the campaign trail. This is totally illegal. If these things hit a legitimate court, they'd be tossed out on their ear. There's all kinds of reasons, and you know, that these things are illegal. Like the one we're talking about is the Stormy Daniels thing come back, that he actually falsified some documents to hide that he paid Stormy Daniels some money. Who, by the way, Stormy Daniels lost the case against Trump, and she owes Trump $300,000. Right. So that's how that case went against Trump. So there should be no case, right? Okay, but moving on. Well, let's go on. So what's going on? There's over these statutes that he used were all about things that was done under federal jurisdiction that really the state has no right to even try to bring these up, and similar cases have been tossed on other people. But yet they're proceeding forward when these statutes are actually federal statutes and the state can't do it. So what's it about? They know that it will be tossed eventually if it gets to a liberal or a non-liberal court or the Supreme Court, but they don't care. It's about keeping Trump off the campaign trail, which is clearly illegal. You know, so let's see here. What do we got? Give me a second. And there was a funny. We'll go to that. Okay. Well, we better hold on that. Anyway, let's talk about the Mission Church a little bit, because everything I got is serious. Of course, everything is serious. And folks, you really, really should be paying attention to the news. Let's go with this one. Read that headline.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says Democrats want Trump murdered after Benny Thompson introduced bill to strip Trump's Secret Service protection.
Right. what they're hoping is this case right now with that he's in that we're talking about, because they're supposedly fake. Well, they are fake felony charges, because actually the statute of limitations on these things has already went around. But again, this is New York, right? They can do, the liberals can do what they want. But so the Democrats have introduced a bill that if he gets convicted of any, if a president gets convicted of any, or a, not a president, but a person running for presidency,
candidate,
gets convicted of a felony, then he doesn't get Secret Service protection, because he can still run for president, but just without the protection. They're hoping that Trump will get convicted and that they'll send him to jail temporarily before they can let him out, and that the judge will impose jail instead of fines or whatever, or even wait till appeal or not do an appeal bond. And Betty will go to jail, and then they're hoping without Secret Service protection in jail, he'll get killed. Or even out of jail, if they drop his Secret Service protection, then, you know, they're hoping he'll be assassinated. And these people openly say it all the time, that they want him murdered, hung, shot, killed, everything.
Yeah. Did I hear you say that you can run for president if you're a felon, if you have a felony?
Yeah.
But you can't vote if you have a felony. Really? What is the...
Well, that's never... Look, some of these things, there's so much that has never been made a law because there was no need for a law because the people naturally, you know, it didn't fall into that. They didn't foresee that they needed a law about that. You understand? And that's part of what the Democrats are using against Trump and others that, you know, that stand up for the truth. If you stand up for the truth, you're liable to get arrested in this country right now. That's communism. That's absolute. And it's not just about a Trump thing, about the election, about abortion and other things. You can get arrested. So those things should be protected by law. In a sense, they morally were. But now you have people on the other side who have no morals. And they don't care if they lie, even if they know it's wrong, they'll do it. So nobody foresaw that there needed to be a law to stop some of those things. And, you know, because, and that's just the way it is. Tell them where they can find us. We've got to go to break.
Okay, you can find all of our contact information, radio program archives, mission updates about the Mission Church. Everything's over there at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Okay.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The intentional neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789, or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
In Genesis 41, tells the story of Pharaoh having a dream of 7 fat ears of corn, followed by 7 blasted ones, meaning there's 7 years of plenty, and then there was 7 years of famine following. We are now in 7 years of famine once again, starting September 25th of 2021. Joseph's Kitchen is about getting actual wheat berries, putting them through a mill, takes 30 seconds, putting it along with the ingredients into a bread machine, pushing a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice steaming hot loaf of whole wheat bread. Most long-term storage food is from $9,000 to $10,000, one person, 1 year. At Joseph's Kitchen, it's 2 people, 1 year, about $2,000. Then you decide whether you want to have food for one person, 1 year, 2 people, 1 year, 4 people, 1 year, or 6 people, 1 year, all at josephskitchen.com. That's right, about $1,000 per person per year at josephskitchen.com. josephskitchen.com.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, riding on the clouds.
Well, we're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Art and the American Voice Radio Network. Well, a couple of little tidbits here that I was kind of looking for before radio, but they were just in a different arrangement. Anyway, let's go with this. I'm not one to point out a lot of history stuff, but this was yesterday. This was a headline that came out yesterday. And so read the headline and I'll tell you what it's about.
Today in history, Democrats gathered to hold their first KKK National Convention in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that was April 24th. This, you know, after the Civil War ended, this happened, actually. It said Ku Klux Klan assassinated hundreds of Republicans and their supporters, including Republican Representative James Hyde, and that was December 5th, 1833. But here's the point.
Through October 22nd,
1868. Yeah, right. Anyway, but the point of the matter is even in the headlines, you know, the Democrats were not for getting rid of slavery. They created the Ku Klux Klan. They don't want you to know that, but that's the truth. They are nothing but hatred people. They've always been hatred people, and it's been from the first. They're just using black people. And have been for years, and the poor. And so, you know, that's over and over. But now, you know, the tide's turning. They're going to be surprised, and that's why they're liable to do anything in this election cycle. Just like this, there's this headline. Read it, and I'll tell you what it's about.
New York construction worker has two-word message from Joe Biden.
Right, so actually they visited, you know, the President Trump visited a construction site, and the construction workers, and this is in New York, most of them are all unionized, right? And the unions are always predominantly for Democrats because the Democrats are willing to give them anything because, you know, a lot of you will see, if you don't know history, a lot of the unions are controlled by, mafia and places like that, organized crime. That's a literal fact. And they're pro anybody, other people that are illegal and willing to do illegal things with them. So normally the construction workers in New York would be pro Biden. But so now, you know, they're saying...
Yeah, and look, I just read that little bit of that first article, and Trump's doing his campaign at 6:30 a.m., It says right there, some of the workers and others heard about the early morning campaign stop for Trump on his way to court. Go Trump! Woo-hoo!
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that was in New York City.
Right, right. And so that's the thing is, you know, that's where this headline came from is New York City. And there's black people. If you look around, see, there is. You have to look around for the news. To me, I see campaign stuff every day, you know, because the places that I look talk about it. There are black people coming out all over the United States that are popping up and saying, hey, Trump, my boys are voting for you. We're not voting for Biden, and he better wake up to it because he's going to lose the election. I believe you're going to have massive turnout like never before. And in a lot of these swing states, they are doing things to protect the vote. But we're just going to have to see. And Biden is getting ready to pull something else that we're going to talk about in a few minutes that's really going to drive you crazy. Read this headline.
Biden blocks new Alaskan oil and gas leases to save polar bears. Caribou blocks key mining road.
Yeah, this is a place in Alaska where they, you know, it's a petroleum reserve, and it's also a place where they you know, dig up rare minerals and things. And Biden just shut down over half of it by executive order, which is going to put people out of job, but it's also going to cut back on the America's ability to produce oil. Why is he doing that? He's trying to get to the people that, you know, believe in climate, you know, problems. And see, that's where the left is stupid. The left believe that majority of people think like them, you know, and in reality, in America, most people don't think like them. But the problem is conservative people, you know, aren't as outspoken because we don't believe in going and lying and trying to get into fights and all that stuff, that they just lie. Finally, America is starting to stand up. But the point is, this is another thing that he's doing. When I tell you what else he's doing in a couple of minutes, you're going to be really, really amazed. Let's see. John Eastman. Read that.
John Eastman was the 2020 election stolen. Absolutely. I have no doubt in my mind.
Right. If you read this breakdown, and I'm actually going to resend this over to my radio files, so that means that I will have posted it twice. But if you go over to radio files, you can find this article. And it breaks down easily, shows you where in each one of these swing states, a lot of people don't realize there's just a few thousand votes in each of these swing states that got Biden elected. And like in one state that we're talking about, one state, there were so many more people on the voter rolls than what existed in the state. You know what I'm saying? There was more votes than there were people on the voter rolls. What's that say? Illegal. You know, there was votes that weren't certified, you know what I'm saying, and in that one state. And so it would have clearly wiped out about 300,000 votes, but yet in that state, Biden won only by 20,000 votes. So you understand, these people that are, we have people being tried in this country, Trump for one, and other people that tried to point this out, are all being tried that they lied about the election being stolen and all this stuff, and they're trying them people so it will stop the people that have the proof from really coming out. But we've seen the proof. But in this country, right now, with this administration, if you bring out the truth, you're going to get tried for it.
Yeah, they're trying to take his law license away from him now because he said that he has proof that, yeah.
Yeah, John Eastman, the Trump attorney that did this. And so it's just craziness. But the evil people are in charge, absolutely. Okay. Read that headline.
Tucker, our politicians are terrified of being blackmailed beyond the headlines.
Tucker Carlson, in one of his programs, was talking about, actually he did it in more than one, about how politicians are afraid. Because even now, let's go back with this. We talked about it on radio a few weeks back, where there was a FBI or CIA, it was a CIA, ex-CIA person that came out and said, we can jail anybody that want. We can do that. Well, this is what Tucker...
Set him up. Throw him in jail. That's what he said, yeah.
Right. And this is what we're talking about. The politicians are afraid that they'll get set up for kiddie porn or something that they didn't even do, but they said they can do it. Because they, believe it or not, they control all the electronics. They can put false stuff in your computers and everything else. And that's been proven over and over and over. And so this is the deep state, or all these people, and the deep state has been ruling America for some time. So Tucker Carlson even pointed it out, and, you know, dangerous. Okay, go ahead. Read that.
Breaking. NHS director confirms hospitals lied about cause of death to create illusion for COVID pandemic.
Right, we know that. But so they lied about the various causes of death, and that, you know, there wasn't as many people in the hospital. They shut down parts of the hospital that didn't need to be shut down. All of it was a great big lie. And the truth is out there now. You can look. But you know what, folks? Remember, we were one of the very first radio programs that warned you that COVID was coming when nobody was talking about it. And we told you about all these things as COVID boom. You said, don't believe their lies. Don't believe their lies. But pray about it when we say, hey, you ought to support talk radio because we're giving you the truth at risk for ourselves. Anyway, okay, we'll now go to, what's this? Okay, we did got rid of that one. Let's go down here. Let's start with this one. Just read the... go ahead, read that.
We're all gauze now. Trump was right. one rigged and stolen election has turned America into a third world crap hole. By Wayne Allen Root. Trump was right again. Only 3 years ago, our country was mega. America was great again. The economy prosperous, inflation, interest rates, jobs, income, the border, crime, peace, all around the world. 3 short years later, we've gone from mega to Gaza. Trump was right about a lot of things. Here are just a few. Trump predicted that if the border was open and millions came into our country illegally, we'd be turned into a third world crap hole. It happened exactly as predicted. Look around. Illegal aliens are murdering Americans from coast to coast. Illegals are fighting with pipes and belts in the middle of a major street in Midtown Manhattan. Cops are being beaten by illegal aliens in broad daylight in the middle of Times Square. Illegal alien squatters are stealing homes. Fentanyl is killing hundreds of thousands of our children.
Stop a second.
Yeah.
Illegal alien squatters, have you heard about that?
Yeah, they come in, they don't have to leave. That's why I said I'm getting a loaded gun, and I let them come on in because they'll leave or get their head blowed off.
Okay, but that isn't what we're talking about.
No, but I heard about them coming in and just not being able to make them leave.
Right, they come in and squat in the house, when a vacant house that nobody's at.
Oh, a vacant house.
Yeah, that's why I said you got to let me explain it.
Because
clearly you don't have it. They're going into vacant houses and they're squatting and staying there, and sometimes making up fake documents and things, and they won't leave, and the courts say you got to go through courts and blah blah blah. You can't make it. Clearly, people that don't belong there leave. In Arizona, just recently they passed a law just a few days ago that said that if they can call a homeowner can call the police, and if it's a legitimate owner, and the police will make them leave, blah blah blah. Well, that wonderful governor over there we were talking about, Katie Hobbs,
said they can't do it.
They vetoed it. She vetoed it, and so you know that's the point. So. Let's go on.
Okay, one of my best friend's children just died of fentanyl overdose only a few days ago. Where do you think fentanyl comes from? The open border. And then there's the protest at Columbian University with angry mobs chanting death to Jews, death to America, and we are Hamas. Nothing like this has ever happened in the history of America. U.S. senators are now demanding President Biden send National Guard to protect Jewish students at Columbia and U. This is happening in America.
Right, and and this came in from all that, you know, so it's just totally ridiculous. It's just bad, and it goes on and on. It's got a lot, but we got to really get to the point. So they let a whole bunch of the latter part of this that I didn't put. It goes on to talk about, remember Trump did a thing about Muslims flying in the country unvetted. When he was in office. Well, Biden got rid of that. They were happened to Biden. And so now, Chris Ray, read that headline.
Right now, we're being told by Chris Ray, FBI director, that we could expect a terrorist attack right now from these people. Did anyone think to ask before we let them into our country? And let's not single out radical Islam, letting the MS-13 gangbangers from prisons all around the world, and Chinese military-age males is just as stupid, reckless, and dangerous. Trump understood this, and now everyone is alike. Not everyone is alike. Not everyone should be allowed into our country. It's a privilege to become an American. We have to investigate people who want to come in and to make sure that their values are compatible with America. America, exceptionalism, freedom, and democracy. Now you're seeing the results of unvetted open borders on the streets and college campuses of America. It didn't start with Biden, it started with Obama. Obama opened the floodgates for 8 years long. He let millions of illegals in. Now,
Stop. Yeah, anyway, and that goes on.
Now Biden is his boss.
Right, and you need to let me get this out. So what is the point with all this? Well, the point with all this is they look at all those illegal aliens as one thing, the vote. they believe that the Illyrians, because they let them in, will vote for them, and they're trying to get them to vote, and that's what their whole ploy is to replace us. Okay, here's the article that I was wanting to really share with you folks, and I'll go down and break down and comment as I go, but fascism. Joe Biden is considering declaring a national climate emergency and giving himself COVID-like powers without congressional approval. This came from the Gateway pundit. Facing dire polling numbers and a lack of left-wing enthusiasm for his re-election campaign, Joe Biden is considering taking an extreme measure that sends chills down the spines of many Americans. What he wants to do is create a climate emergency, and then he can just disconnect a whole bunch of things. Go ahead.
Murano cited an NBC News report indicating that if Biden declared a climate emergency, he could have COVID-like emergency powers. This would include the ability to implement the Socialist Green New Deal, along with up to 130 measures without approval from Congress. The White House is now considering declaring a national climate emergency. If Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers. He would impose the Green New Deal on America without the vote of the Congress.
Okay, anyway, so the point is if he does this under Emergency Act, he can do many things. So if there's a climate emergency while there, it's not said there, he could even stall the vote. He could say, because of the climate emergency, we're going to have to put off the election or whatever. And so these folks, these people are willing and ready to do anything because they don't want to lose power. Probably, more than likely, it's not one of the biggest reasons, is because all these people, like I said, most of the stuff that these guys are doing is illegal. It's traitorous. It'll be thrown out in a legitimate court. What they're afraid of is the other side, not just Trump, but somebody even Trump-like that would come back and arrest them. These people are afraid of losing jobs and being arrested and losing power. And this isn't just because locally, this is being fed into America because Obama is a globalist. He's being paid, directed by George Soros, people that hate America, so on and so forth. And so they have dramatically came forward with the intent of killing America. That's what it's all about. Because if America stands, then freedom can stand in other places in the world. But if America falls, then there's no hope for the world. And that's really the scenario that we would look towards, maybe seeing an Antichrist taking over part of the world. I do not believe that the Antichrist will have total control over the whole world, because if you really read your Bible, about all of your Bible, about what it says about the Antichrist, you'll see that it's only 10 nations and that he's fighting wars with other nations when he gets ready to attack Israel. And so will America be one of those? America could be absolutely even wiped off the map by then. But these things are coming to pass, and they're coming quick. We're in a rush, though, and all these desperate measures that they're doing out in the open are just that. They're desperate, Anyway, so what day are we into the Feast of Unleavened Bread?
We're in 3, but here in about 2-3 hours, I think it's 8:10, might be about 8:15, it'll be sunset, it'll be day 4.
Right, it'll be day 4 in just a little while, because the day begins at what time?
In the evening. The evening is the first part of the day. The evening and then the day.
That's what the Bible says. Even unto even, folks, that's when your day starts. And it's not at midnight, it's when it gets dark. And so, point being is, we're in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I call it Taco Week, but my wife cooks other things than tacos. But
tonight's Taco Night.
Thursday, it's Taco Night tonight.
He calls it Taco Week because we eat a lot of tortilla shells, and that's what you roll everything in is tortillas.
Yeah, in fact, I had hash browns and eggs in a tortilla.
And yesterday you had sloppy joe meat and eggs or something, I don't remember.
Yeah, anyway, so pray about, let's go to that, the Wichita Mission Church. I looked around over there because I hadn't been there because of my illness that much, and hadn't been paying attention when I was there because, my recuperation. But anyway, I did a video about a week ago and showing, you know, the shelves being, you know, we need stock.
Food, yep.
Yeah, we need
number 10 cans mainly, and we do need meat. I was able to buy 6 rolls, but that's only 6 meals, so that's if you break that down, that's 2 a week. That's only 3 weeks.
So yeah, we really do need your help to stock the Wichita Mission Church. You know, pray about it. And if that's not your bag to help the homeless and poor, let's go with this. You're listening to talk radio. Some of these things, and clearly I know while we cover news articles or whatever, you know, you're not getting the truth because, you know, a good example is like my wife says, well, nobody's watching all the liberal stations, and most everything is liberal out there, the media. You have to go to alternative media, and that's talk radio. And then you even got to be careful with talk radio because we saw so much since the invasion of Gaza. Well, invasion of Israel by the Gazans and the so-called Palestinian people or Hamas that did that slaughter in October, we've seen a surprising number of even talk radio people that hate Jews, that really, really hate Israel. So the truth about the good truth is hard to find out there. And so, folks, you really, really need to pray about what you listen to, and if you are getting the truth, we're trying to give you the truth as best we can, as we know it. Yeah, we could be wrong about a lot of things, but I don't say that, you know, we try to give you the truth. Let's just put it that way. So you need to support people, not just us, but other people that you're really listening to and you're getting the truth from. How can you support them? Money isn't the only way. You could share this radio program around on social media. You folks can't tell me that you're not on social media because I bet 90% of you are. Okay, let's do it, change that. Maybe 50% are. But there's the point. You share everything else on talk. Share our radio programs around. That will greatly help. We get more listeners. That means people get the warning message more. And really, what this radio program all is about is called Prophecy Hour. We're trying to warn you of the time that we're in because of Messiah's coming return. We're also trying to warn you that even your day-to-day life, that you need to get right with Yeshua HaMashiach, because why? You need to be saved. We want to see you in the kingdom of heaven. You know, absolutely. So tell them how they can donate.
You can donate online by Cash App or over the phone or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Well, we're at the end of the radio program. We've got about 3 minutes. Is there absolutely anything that you want to share today?
And every time, oh my goodness. Well, if you have anything to help the mission, just get a hold of us. We could use your help. Pray about supporting us and be led by the Father. And enjoy your Feast of Unleavened Bread, because I am.
Yeah, amen, amen. Well, folks, anyway.
But I do got the garden mostly all planted. I think All I got left is my flower planters. Usually I do everything backwards this year. Well, that's because I have my raised beds, and because I have raised beds, I could plant on time, which is what I call on time. April showers bring May flowers. But the past few years I haven't been able to do that because it snows in April. And so the last time that I had my whole garden planted and it snowed April 15th and ruined everything, I decided I wasn't going to plant till May Day. But anyway, this year I did and covered everything. I only had to cover everything 4 times, but I got tomatoes. I got like 8 tomatoes. I got peppers. I'm going to have probably in the next couple of weeks, my tomatoes are getting pretty big. So I'm going to do a video here for long, but I planted a lot of stuff. I planted asparagus and corn and potatoes, 2 different types of potatoes and onions. And I haven't got my squash in, but I still got time. I got squash and cucumbers and blackberries, blueberries, elderberries. And the berry bushes are doing good, except the blackberries hasn't really, I don't know if it's going to make it, but I hope it does. But the other ones are doing real good. And then I got peppers, 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 lots of peppers, all different kinds of peppers, sweet peppers and jalapenos and all different kinds. I got 40-some pepper plants in different...
There's 40 plants?
Yeah, I got 40 pepper plants and I got 20 tomato plants. I think I got 20. I might only have 16 tomato plants, but I think I got 20.
Yeah,
but my deal is I want to serve... sliced tomatoes and cucumbers and onions and stuff for the people like I used to previously before 2020. We always had abundance.
Yeah.
But the years have been messed up, so, but I'm hoping for a good turnout this year.
Yeah, amen and amen. And I really am, because I love all that fresh stuff. I love peppers. I did help her pick out some of the peppers and stuff, but... Yeah, amen and amen.
And I did see a video on how to do my own sweet potatoes. I just got to go to the store and buy a bag of sweet potatoes, and I'm going to do my own this year, too. I'm going to start my own starch and get them all going. But that's still early, too, because the ground has to be at least 60 degrees before you can plant sweet potatoes.
Right, okay. Anyway, remember, folks, you can donate online, Cash App, over the phone, mail a check or money order, all the numbers through. If you don't wish to help with the poor, please consider talk radio. We really do need your help. There are so many things, like all of you, you're faced with inflation, so are we. Our solid donations are still there, but they haven't been able to give us more, and we really need your help. Like right now, I got a bad tire on my truck. I don't have the extra $300 to get another tire right now. So, you know, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Pray about supporting Talk Radio. But remember, there is only one true God. Who is He? He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father.
Remember, always be a blessing to others and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
Okay, folks, and don't forget to tune back in, because we will be talking about Arkhaven and got some bad news and good news. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would please bless and keep these folks, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you'd be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
Shalom.
You all be blessed.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.